You've been such a good boy lately. Always attentive to my needs. My house is immaculate, and my laundry clean and neatly folded. You're always out by noon, as I've required. I know you watch me when you can, and you're eager for any attention that I give you. And you dream of me giving in to your ultimate desire. How pathetic you are. But I have finally decided to break down a bit and let you please your mistress. I could see the excitement burn in your eyes as I invited you over and told you to be here promptly at 8. You've never been to my place at night, so this was something new. And your mind filled with thoughts of you and I together. I laugh as I think of it. Knowing this is your dream and imagining your disappointment, but I suppose if your dream is to sleep with me using your pathetic little dick, you are setting yourself up to be disappointed. You arrive on time, dressed well, and obviously excited. I pour us a glass of wine, and I ask about you. I move close to you. I kiss you softly and ask, "Do you love your mistress?" "Yes," you say, as if you're in a dream. "Would you do anything for your mistress?" And again you reply, "Yes." And I kiss you again. "Then come with me." I lead you upstairs to the bedroom and have you undress. I strip to my bra and panties and tell you to kneel before me. You do. And I step behind you, cuffing your wrists and ankles. I stand before you and see your cock is rock hard at the sight of me, and I grasp your head within my hands and allow you to kiss my soft belly. But as you do, a man enters the room. The man is large and naked. His limp cock is at least twice the length of your erection, but you can't see him yet, because your face is burrowed in my stomach. As I say, your mistress wants you to please her. A muffled, "Yes, mistress," escapes your mouth. As I step back and say, "Then I want you to suck his cock." That's when it hits you. As I laugh and he puts his cock into your face. Your hands are bound, and I can see the shattering disappointment in your face as you open your mouth and take him in. His cock swells in your mouth, completely filling it. "That's it, pet. Suck it. Slowly." Oh, I do love watching a man suck cock. I unclasp your hands and tell you to grasp his cock and suck it harder. You understand now what it means to be my slave as he face fucks you and I stand watching and loving your humiliation. I tease you to suck him harder. I tell you how much it turns me on and remind him he wanted to please his mistress. And you suck harder and harder until I see the final thrusts and hear you gag as he fills your mouth with cum. An orgasmic wave of excitement washes over me at this moment, and I giggle as I watch the cum leak from the sides of your mouth, and you try desperately to drink it all down. And now, your humiliation complete, I unbind your ankles and allow you to dress and leave. The night didn't turn out at all as you had imagined. But you did please your mistress. And that was the point. This is Empress Ivy of MasturbationFascination.com. And you can reach me by calling 1-800-601-7259.